And I believe God wants us to continue on that subject. So today I want us to return there and talk about it over the next few weeks till we all get it. Amen?
Amen.
I also want to make Linda's job more easier and more exciting. Amen? Bonnie and I consider praise and worship to be one of the greatest gifts that God has given us to use in our Christian walk. It's not many times you come in my home and you won't hear music. Always music. Always worship music. And it blesses you. Blesses you. We were introduced to praise and worship back in the charismatic movement of the 70s. And it's my prayer that Turning Point Church begins to do the very same thing in 2019. Amen? Amen? So I want to get to our topic for this morning. I want you to turn to Psalm chapter 8, and I want to look at verse 1 and 2. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 1 and 2. Thank you for that amen, Rosie. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Amen. David learned the key. He learned the key to a spiritual concept in his life that helped him gain strength, strength from God for his various trials. It also gave him the ability to silence his enemies. And yet it is something so simple that a small child can practice it. Now, because the devil launches so many attacks on against God's children, the Lord has also given us the weapon of praise that will silence the enemy and stand strong in the face of every assault. Amen. Jesus referred to the praise concept during his triumphal entry. As he came into the city, the people began to realize exactly who Jesus was. And they started to enthusiastically praise him. Let's go to Matthew 21, verse 15 and 16. It says, But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said yes to them. Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Now I want you to notice the exact words David used. In our first text, Psalm 8, verse 2, he said, Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. But what did Jesus just say in Matthew 21? He said, Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Jesus did not misquote David. He didn't just say words that came to his mind. He interpreted that scripture. He reiterated the truth that David had discovered in his life. Brothers and sisters, there is a supernatural strength loosed on our behalf when we praise God. Your simple act of praise is bigger than you are. It's bigger than you are because it automatically connects you and me with a God who is bigger than anything else. Amen. 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 In spiritual warfare, praise accomplishes what we cannot accomplish, because our praise launches spiritual weapons that demolish the enemy's strength and silences his voice. David had been educated in the laboratory of life. He discovered that as long as he took the position of praise, then problems involving his enemies were circumvented. David also learned that in desperate situations of life, the reactions to our problems become more and more childlike. And like children, we can become distraught and unable emotionally to handle what we're facing. But that's good, because out of the simplicity of a childlike response comes the most powerful weapon God has ever unleashed to fight the enemy. Praise. Praise. Matthew 11:25 says this: "At that time Jesus answered and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes.'" Yeah. Amen. Now, the Bible is filled with teachings that concern praise and worship. And don't ever apologize for your exuberance during the praise service. Amen. And so many commandments, with so many commandments and exhortations in the Bible to praise God, who in their right mind could call themselves a Christian and not praise God with exuberance? Amen? Amen. Now, I want to put some PowerPoint slides up on the screens. These are Hebrew words that David used. He's put them in the Psalms, and they teach us how to praise God. Amen? Amen? All right. Now, I'm not going to pronounce the Hebrew word. If you know it, you can pronounce it, but I will mess it up for sure. So, Psalm 113:1. "To make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish, to rave." Psalm 115, verse 18, "to kneel in adoration." Psalm 116, 2, "to call out, to preach, to proclaim, to cry unto." Psalm 116, verse 17, "a choir of worshipers with upraised hands." Psalm 117, 1, "to address in a loud tone." Psalm 118, verse 1, "to worship with extended hands." Chapter 118, verse 24, and these two, I didn't know how to pronounce them at all. "To spin around under the influence of a violent emotion." Psalm 118, verse 28, "to exalt, to extol, to lift up, to set on high." Wow. Wow. I hope you noticed that all of these biblical forms of worship demand a response from your mouth or motion from your body. In these definitions, there's no room for quiet, reserved worship that supposedly happens only in the heart. Folks, that's not biblical worship. And that's a lie from the enemy. Biblical worship involves the whole person, body, soul, and spirit. Now, every love affair we have involves emotions. So then how can we say that we love the Lord when we maintain that standard excuse, when it comes to a biblical praise of Him, our Lord and Savior. Some may respond with, "I'm just not the emotional type." But what you really mean is you guard your emotions and you only allow emotions in areas that you feel secure in. The Bible tells us that there's only one kind of person. I want you to get this real good. The Bible tells us that there's only one kind of person that is exempt from the biblical commands of praise. One type of person. That's found in Psalms, just a minute. Psalms 115 in the first half of verse 117, it says, "The dead do not praise the Lord." Wow. Psalm 146, 147, 148, and 149 all begin and end with the phrase, "Praise the Lord." Begin and end. Then the final crescendo, David declares in Psalm 150, he says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament, praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, praise Him with the lute and the harp, praise Him with the timbrel and dance, praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm afraid to lean over and make that terrible noise again. The Bible also teaches that the mouth is at the center of praise and worship and spiritual warfare. That's because the mouth can launch the devil's weapons or God's weapons. The mouth can launch the devil's weapons or God's weapons. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Did you get it, folks? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. God didn't keep Joseph from the pit, or Daniel from the lion's den, or the Hebrew boys from the furnace, or Paul and Silas from prison. But when these men began to praise instead of complaining, God walked with them through each and every dire situation. Amen? Which weapon will you launch? It's your choice. It's your choice. But when you praise instead of panic or worship instead of worry, God openly fights for you. Amen. Now, I want us to turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to look at starting with verse 18. Everybody there? Page 580. "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with voices loud and high." They didn't say, "Praise the Lord." Verse 20, "So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went out, and as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Yes. Verse 22, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. They were defeated. When the appointed praise team began their worship, God intervened to bring them victory. Now, when David used the term, we should bless the Lord, he was not saying that we should bless the Lord only for our past benefits. David was instructing us that as we bless the Lord, we will actually be walking in the benefits of praise. A person who praises would daily walk in forgiveness, in healing, in redemption, gathering crowns of love and mercy, satisfaction, and contentment. How do you know that, Brother Jerry? Listen to this, Psalm 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand, yes. Woo. In Psalm 34, David uncovers the secret to silencing the enemy. If you want to make the enemy look small, then make your God look big through your praise. If you want to make the enemy look small, make God look big through your praise. Praise never changes God's power. His power is set. It's all power. He's got it all. Amen? But it will change your perspective. It will change what God's doing in you. It will change how you see the enemy's attacks. It will change how you love people. It will change you. So let's always magnify the Lord in praise. Always. Psalm 34, 1 through 4 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. 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 Hold on just a minute. In your daily walk, brothers and sisters, you have a choice to make. Your mouth can either launch the weapons of the devil, which will defeat you, or the weapons of praise, which will always give you victory. Yes. Always. Now, as we dig deeper into this thought, I want to share with you the worshiper's alphabet from A to Z. Amen? Yes. A. You can talk about your anxieties, or you can praise the Advocate, the All in All, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the Altogether Lovely, the Amen, the Anointed, the Apostle of our profession, the Author of eternal salvation, and the One who is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. B, you can talk about your bitterness, or you can praise the banner, the bearer of sin, the beginning and the ending, the beloved, the buckler, the branch, the bread, the blessed hope, the bridegroom, the bright and morning star, and the One who is before all things. Wow. C, you can talk about your concerns, or you can praise the captain of our salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chosen of God, the Christ, the chief shepherd, the cleft of the rock, the comforter, the commander, the consolation, the counselor, the creator, and the chief among 10,000. Amen. D, you can talk about your depression, or you can praise the daysman, the day spring from on high, the day star to arise, the defense, the deliverer, the desire of all nations, and the dwelling place. Yeah. Hallelujah. It gets better, folks. Come on. Yeah. E, you can talk about your emptiness, or you can praise the elect, the eternal God, the everlasting light, the ensign, the Emmanuel, the everlasting name, the express image of God, and the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. F, you can talk about your fears, or you can praise the faithful and true, the finisher of your faith, the first begotten of the dead, the firstborn, the faithful high priest, the first fruits of those that slept, the fortress, the foundation, the fountain of the living waters, the friend of sinners, the foreordained before the foundation of the world, and the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The letter G. You can talk about your guilt, or you can praise the gift of God, the glorious name, the good master, the God of glory, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God who avenges me, God with us, God of my strength, the great shepherd of the sheep, the guiltless, the governor, the God of my life, the great God, the guide, the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. H, you can talk about your habits, or you can praise the habitation of justice, the head of all principality and power, the head of the body, the heir of all things, the helper, the hidden manna, the hiding place, the high priest, the high tower, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the house of defense, and the high and lofty One who inhabits eternity. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. I, letter I, you can talk about your insecurities, or you can praise the I Am, the innocent, Emmanuel, the image of the invisible God. J, you can talk about your jealousies, or you can praise Jesus Christ, the judge of the quick and the dead, the jasper stone, the just one, and the judge of all the earth. Okay, you can talk about your knowledge, or you can praise the King of Glory, the King of Saints, the Keeper, the King Eternal, the King Immortal, the Kinsman, the King in His beauty, the King forever and ever, the kindness, the love of God, kindness and love of God, the King of Kings, and the King who cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Why ain't some of you jumping? L. You can talk about your loneliness, or you can praise the last Adam, the lawgiver, the life, the lifter up, the light of the world, the lily of the valleys, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living bread, the Lord of lords, the living God, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of glory, the lowly in heart, the Lord God omnipotent, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah! M. You can talk about your misery. And don't we do it? Or you can praise the magnified, the maker, the man Christ Jesus, the man of sorrows, the manna, the master, the meditator, the meek, the mouth of God, the merciful and faithful high priest, the Messiah, the mighty God, the morning star, the mystery of God, and the one who is marvelous in our eyes. Wow. Amen. In. You can talk about your needs, or you can praise the Nazarene, the nail fastened in a sure place, and the name above every name. Hallelujah. Letter O. You can talk about your offenses, or you can praise the offering and sacrifice, the offspring of David, the ointment poured forth, the only potentate, the Omega, the only wise God, and the only begotten of the Father. Amen. Isn't this good? Amen. P. Get a hold of this one. You can talk about your problems, or you can praise the Passover, the pavilion, the perfect man, the physician, the place of refuge, the portion of my inheritance, the potter, the precious cornerstone, the preeminence, the priest of the Most High God, the Prince and Savior, the prophet, the propitiation, the purifier, and the Prince of Peace. You can talk about your questions. That starts with the letter Q. Or you can praise the one who is a quickening spirit. R. You can talk about your reasons. Or you can praise the rain, the ransom for all, the rabbi, the redeemer, the redemption, the refiner's fire, the resting place, the righteousness of God, the refuge in times of trouble, the rock of our salvation, the root and offspring of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler, the reward for the righteous, the riches of his glory, the righteous judge, the river of water in a dry place, the resurrection and the life, and the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Here's one that ought to hit home. Letter S. You can talk about your sadness, or you can praise the sacrifice for sins, the salvation of God, the seed of the woman, the sanctuary, the saving strength of the anointed, the Savior of the world, the scapegoat, the scepter of Israel, the secret, the seed of Abraham, the sent one, separate from sinners, the servant, the shadow from the heat, the shelter, the shepherd, the shield, Shiloh, the sign, the son of the living God, the star of Jacob, the sweet-smelling savor, the stone which the builders rejected, the strength of my life, the strong consolation, the stronghold, the strong tower from my enemy, for sure, the sure foundation, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. Yeah. Woo! I'm going to get happy here in a minute. Letter T. You can talk about your trials. We already talked about troublesome. Always said problems. You can talk about your trials, or you can praise the tabernacle of God, the temple, the testator, the treasure, the teacher, the testimony, the true bread, the true light, the true vine, the true witness, the tender mercy of God, the truth, and the tried stone. Hallelujah. You can talk about your uncertainty. Or you can praise the undefiled, the understanding, the unknown God, the unspeakable gift, the upright and the upholder of all things. Amen. V, you can talk about your victimization. Or you can praise the very great, the veil, the victory, the very God of peace, the vine, the voice, and the very present help in times of trouble. Amen. All right, we're wrapping it up here. W, you can talk about your weaknesses. Nobody here does that. You can talk about your weaknesses, or you can praise the wall of fire, the wave offering, the wedding garment, the well of living waters, the wisdom of God, the witness, the well of salvation, the wonderful, the word, the worthy, the wise master builder, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. X. You can talk about your excuses. Or you can praise the one who is excellent. Y. You can talk about your yearnings. Or you can praise the one whose yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. Amen. And Z. You can talk about your zeros. Or you can praise the one who is the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Now, I want you to know, if that didn't bless you, your blesser is definitely broke. Wow. Let me tell you the secret, the true secret to your victory. It's found in continual praise. Luke 24, verse 53, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Now, that particular verse, folks, focuses on the praise of the disciples. And this one praise service became the prelude or the preparation for Pentecost. This was right before Pentecost, and they were praising continually in the temple. Let me get a sip of water. Now, as we close this morning, I want you to understand this fact. The ultimate expression of praise is when you allow God to take control of your mouth. Because of the negative words you speak will ultimately affect the outcome of your spiritual warfare. From this point on, through this day, this week, this month, this year, let God fill your mouth with words that glorify, magnify, honor, and extol the living Lord Jesus, your God. Amen. Your King and God. Amen. One last verse, and then we're going to praise the Lord. Psalm 81, verse 10. It says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.